Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our first guest in this afternoon, do we not?
We do. We have the lovely Iris Blossom. Welcome.
Hello, thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Iris. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good, thank you.
Now, you're fairly new to the island.
Yes, very new.
But you are at Platform One studying something musical.
Yes, I'm doing a commercial music degree at Platform One in Newport.
Oh.
Okay.
So what's a commercial music degree?
They kind of cover pretty much everything that's to do with, you know, music today. Really.
Right.
So, but you sing, don't you? That's your particular skill.
Yeah, I'm a singer.
So are you a singer-songwriter or just a singer?
I'm aspiring to be a songwriter, yes.
Okay.
Good for you.
Okay.
So where would you get your ideas from for writing a song, do you think?
Well, I mean, mainly past experiences, mm-hmm. probably. That's I'm working on my first single at the moment with Max Watson, who was also at Platform One.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's kind of inspired by past experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you have to write about what you know, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. But you're not originally from the island, because you moved to the island very, very recently.
Yes, about 10 months ago. I'm originally from Russia.
Ooh. From Russia? You don't have a Russian accent.
No, most people tend to say that. Yeah, I did live in London for 10 years, and then in the New Forest for 4 years, and now...
Yeah, so now you've got a nice, and don't think it's the wrong way, you've got a nice, even, plain English accent.
Yes,
you haven't got any regional hint whatsoever. In fact, we might recruit you to read our news, because you've got a lovely, lovely diction.
Thank you.
Sing the news.
Because sing the news, oh no, don't start, because that mean, one of our news readers is a singer, as
yes.
you know, and he'll start singing the news.
Oh dear, yes.
Anyway, are you looking to become a professional singer in the sort of future after you finish at Platform One?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think Platform One was definitely a very good place for me to start. Everyone there is very lovely, great teachers. You know,
It is an educational establishment that's got a very good reputation.
Oh yes, definitely.
The degree, do they do that in conjunction with another university, or is it...?
Yeah, so they do it through Chichester University.
Ah, right, okay, yes.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So, when you sing, is there anything particularly you like to sing?
I do quite enjoy singing rock, which was which we did at Platform One last semester. And I'm doing that with the band that I'm in Platform One at Isle of Wight Festival this year.
Oh, wow.
Right, yes, we know they do provide quite a lot of entertainment at the festival. Which stage are they on? I'm a bit confused as to which stage they're on.
I imagine it's the Platform One stage.
Yeah, they do it on the Platform One stage, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, 'cause we were there last year. I don't know if we're going to go this year. We were there last year, but we were up in the media corral, I'll put it that way. And we thought we'd go across to the Platform One stage, but there were so many people we couldn't get anywhere near the rest of the site. So, but it was very busy last year. But, oh, that'll be fun, won't it?
Yeah, this is going to be my first time going to a festival as well as performing at a festival.
Yeah.
So,
well, enjoy
it.
So what's
enjoy.
The name of the band?
Which is called Iris.
Iris?
Yeah.
All right, so not your name at all then?
No, not at all.
But
considering most people won't know me, you know, from the audience, so
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just a flower.
Doesn't matter. It's
nice
Platform
flower.
One audience, so they'll be expecting bands they've never heard of.
Yeah,
which is a good thing to be at a major festival like that. You'll have a fairly sizable audience.
You will.
Good. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, you will.
Fairly sizable. You're talking what 30,000, 40,000.
Yes, and not all of them will want to go and see what's on the main stage. So they'll be split between you. I think there's a big top. There's so much goes on there. It's a huge, huge festival. We're hopeful, and you might be listening, we're hopeful that John Giddings will be in next week to tell us a bit more about it. Because we've invited him, but he's a very busy man, the man who organises the festival.
He managed it last year.
He managed it last
for
year.
Half an hour,
and we had a lovely conversation with him, because he's a very nice man.
He's a really nice man,
But yeah, you'll enjoy it. Looks like the weather's going to be good, from the long-term forecast. So, you're going to be singing rock there with this band, mostly?
Yes, yeah, we're doing a rock set.
So, who are your influences for rock, do you think?
Oh gosh, we're
who do you like to listen to?
Personally, Metallica, Led Zeppelin, sort of that stuff.
Yeah.
But we've gone with more a modern kind of theme. So, Royal Blood. We've got one. We're doing one of their tracks. We're also doing a Dorothy track. So they're quite. Personally, I haven't heard sort of any of these tracks before. So that was quite nice to get introduced to new music as well.
Bit of a challenge for you to get yourself around that. We wish quick plug, we do have a rock show on Friday night.
We do.
With Pyro the Rock Monster, who has a very eclectic view on rock music.
He does.
I'll leave it at that. he's a lovely man. But, he's,
he knows his rock.
He's an individual, knows his rock. So you're going to do that. So how long of a set have you got?
It's half an hour.
So oh, we're doing fair length of time.
Yeah, we're doing eight songs. I think it was eight songs.
Nice.
And, yeah, so we've got a good amount of time, I think.
Yeah.
On stage. Now,
being in Platform One and it's Platform One stage, are there roadies to do everything you need, or you've got to do it yourself?
No, unfortunately, we have to do it ourselves. Just for now. For now. Until we get famous.
I can feel that would be the case.
So I think a message needs to go to Platform One. You're not teaching everything. You're not teaching people how to have all the roadies do everything for you.
Yeah, and then you know, the riders have got to be attended to,
yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want only blue M&Ms in it. Yes. Other sweets are available.
And we only want salted crisps.
Yes. Well, that's good. I get the impression just looking at your face, you're really looking forward to this.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, very excited. Very excited.
So you should be.
How did you get into singing? Because you said to us off air when you first came in that you weren't
musically minded,
and now you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was kind of, it just happened by chance, really. So I was away for 2 months, went back to Russia in the summer, and I came back here. My mum moved here. With her partner, so they kind of just said, oh, then the neighbour, his name's Jay Eatwell, he studies at Platform One, so they kind of spoke to them a lot about it, and they told them, oh, Platform One, they do this music, you know, music degree and things, and I used to just sing around the house, and my mum would absolutely love it, but, you know, she's my mum, so obviously she told me that I'm really
biased.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Parents just went, you know, just go for it, see what happens.
Why
just
not?
Contact them, and if they give you an audition, then great. If, you know, if they don't, then, you know,
but you've got
at least you tried.
You've got through your first year.
Yes, I did.
It was really good. Are you now free until this term starts again?
Yes, yeah, until September.
Oh, I remember my days at university are wonderful.
Was it a three-year course?
Yes, it is, yeah, bachelor's.
Mm, excellent. So you're going to be singing rock. You want to learn to write rock, or are you going to have a go at writing some rock?
I don't mind. I'm not really, closed off to just rock. I'm quite happy to do anything at this point, just kind of trying to expand expand the genre.
Yeah. Well, listen around to other genres as well,
yeah,
and see what you think, and something might strike you. Would you be able to write a song in Russian?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so you speak Russian?
Yeah, fluent.
Good for you.
That's an interesting accent to get your head around, that one.
Yes, very.
Excellent. Whereabouts in Russia did you live then?
South Russia. It's near Kazakhstan. It's called Astrakhan.
Okay, is it
near the Caspian Sea?
Is it a warm part of Russia rather than a cold part of Russia?
To be honest, in the summer it would go above 40 degrees Celsius.
Wow!
But in the winter it would only really go -10.
All right, so it's a more tropical part of summer. Yeah, because you look at this mental image in your head of Russia being permanently covered in snow.
Yeah.
Because you only ever see pictures of Moscow with snow everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a huge place. Okay, excellent stuff. Well, I know you've sent some music in to us to play, which we will once it's in the system. And please do keep sending it in, whatever you want. And your colleagues at Platform One, send in whatever they want. We'd like to play local music
absolutely.
Here. We've still got Iris Blossom in from the band Iris, which is an amazing coincidence, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So you are a singer, you like rock, you're at Platform One, and you've gone through your first year, you're going to end up with a degree in professional degree in music. And what are you going to do after that?
I'm not sure yet, really. I'm kind of seeing where Platform One takes me.
Well, that's probably a very good move.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to see Iris, she is at the Platform One stage at the festival, which is not next at the weekend after.
Yes, not
do you know
away.
Which day you're playing?
Yes, we're playing on Friday at 5:50.
Oh. Friday at 5:50. That's before everyone's got a bit too much inside them. So you should be able to go and see that.
Yes.
Yeah, nice timing. That's really quite good.
It is.
Because
get everyone while they're fresh.
Yeah, they'll be fresh wandering around. That'll be good. And there will still be some people arriving as well, so it's a pretty good time to be on, I think. Yeah. We'll have your track. Please send some more. We'll have your track on the system as soon as Ian has sorted it out.
Yeah.
And that's great. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure
speaking to you.
And I wish you well. And if you ever do want to take up a news reading post here, we'd love to have you. Or anything else. If you wanted to come and present the show, we're always looking for new presenters.
Oh, yes. Well, if you've got a new single or whatever is coming out, come and tell us about it.
Yes. Please in the works.
In the works. Well, let us know.
Well, come and tell us about it.
And, you know, come along. We might be the first people to play it in the entire world. You never know.
Yes, that would be world
exclusive. World exclusive. Thank you very much for coming in. Iris Blossom is the name. You've got a Facebook page, presumably.
Yes, I do, and Instagram page as well.
We'll send you the link to the podcast of this, and you can put it up on your page. And we're going to do some photos now, aren't we?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.